With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Winning, winning, winning.
That's President Trump summing up the past 2 weeks for the country. The latest milestone on Friday as he signed the one big, beautiful bill at the White House.
You're going to see like a rocket ship. You know, we're setting all sorts of economic records right now, and that's before this kicks in. After this kicks in, our country is going to be a rocket ship.
And before signing that bill, the president said it's a promise he's been living up to ever since he campaigned.
But we made promises, and it's really promises made, promises kept, and we've kept them.
Economist Steve Moore says the president's bill is full of great things for the American people and the economy.
It reduces taxes for every family in America. It reduces taxes for virtually all small businesses. It makes American businesses internationally competitive, so we create more jobs here. There's elements of this bill that expand school choice, health savings accounts. It gets rid of the student loan program, forgiveness program of Biden.
A stark disagreement over regulating AI in the Republicans' version of the tax cut and spending bill, the latest tension among conservatives. It caused a little bit of consternation right before it finally got signed. But in the Senate's effort to pass the bill, they tried to ban states from regulating artificial intelligence. And Jennifer King reports on the implications of that debate.
One casualty during the prolonged session was a proposal to deter states from regulating artificial intelligence for a decade. After several attempts at a compromise, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn teamed up with Democrat Maria Cantwell with an amendment to strike the AI measure after weeks of bipartisan criticism from parent groups and state officials.
There are all of these pieces of legislation dealing with AI that we haven't passed, but you know who has passed it? It is our state.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A lot of people have faith voted for President Trump in the recent election. Those findings and this report from correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center has done a detailed breakdown of the people who went to the polls last fall, and it reveals that white evangelicals were not the only ones who supported Mr. Trump. In November, he won 62% of all Protestants, up 3% from 2020. And the president got 55% of the Catholic vote, up 6%, and a real embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which owned the Catholic vote for most of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zohran Mamdani, the outspoken critic of Israel, the expected Democrat nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city, and that is raising alarms, as you may have been hearing some of them already. Among some in New York's Jewish community, they're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. This is SRN News. China's economic planners may have overplayed their hand when it comes to the country's electric vehicle market.
Chinese industrial policy has spawned far more EV manufacturers than can possibly survive. Now, long-simmering concerns about oversupply and debilitating price wars are coming to the fore. The government is trying to rein in what's called involution, a term initially applied to the rat race for young people in China. It's been extended to companies and industries engaged in meaningless competition that leads nowhere. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A massive 85-foot Lego figure named Dada has greeted visitors at the new Legoland Resort in Shanghai. The park, which opened today, is the first Legoland in China. It was built with 85 million Lego bricks. One highlight is Miniland, showcasing famous landmarks like Beijing's Temple of Heaven. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.